This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Disqualified from running for election to the legislature in Hong Kong. That is what has happened to 12 pro-democracy candidates in the semi-autonomous city. Hong Kong's government made the announcement Thursday. The government citing the new national security law imposed by Beijing and denying any infringement on civil rights. The move is expected to infuriate pro-democracy activists and supporters. It comes 1 month after the Communist Party rulers in Beijing announced a national security law aimed at reining in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Brazil reopened on Wednesday to foreign visitors arriving by plane, hoping to revive its lockdown-devastated tourism industry, despite the rapid spread of the new coronavirus in the country. In a decree published in the Government Gazette, Brazil extended coronavirus-related bans on foreign travelers arriving by land or sea for another 30 days, but said the four-month-old restrictions will no longer bar the entry of foreigners arriving by air. Brazil ranks second globally in COVID-19-related deaths and infections. Australia continues to experience a surge in coronavirus cases. The southern state of Victoria posted 723 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths on Wednesday, a new one-day record for the hardest-hit state from the sudden spike of the disease. Melbourne, Victoria's state capital city, is the epicenter of the state's current COVID-19 surge. State Premier David Andrews has blamed the uptick on residents continuing to go to work or generally in public despite developing symptoms, as well as a breakout in assisted living facilities. This is VOA News. The rising number of COVID-19 cases around the world has researchers racing to develop and test a vaccine to blunt the spread of the virus. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday that it could authorize the emergency use of an experimental coronavirus vaccine within a matter of weeks once it meets efficiency standards. The Wall Street Journal said the vaccine is derived from antibody-rich plasma from recovered coronavirus patients. Antibodies are proteins made by the body's immune system to fight off a virus. Johnson & Johnson started U.S. human safety trials for its COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday. This comes after the drug maker released details from a study in monkeys that showed its best-performing vaccine candidate offered strong protection in a single dose. The drug maker said it had started early-stage human trials in the United States and Belgium and would test its vaccine candidate in over 1,000 healthy adults ages 18 to 55 years old. The company will also test the vaccine candidate on adults ages 65 years and older. The U.S. government is backing Johnson & Johnson's vaccine effort with $456 million in funding as part of a spending spree aimed at speeding production of a vaccine to end the pandemic. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will testify in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill Thursday. This is the first time he will testify in 15 months, discussing the State Department's annual budget request. He'll be in front of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and is expected to field questions on dealings with China and Russia, the decision to move troops out of Germany, and weapons exports. Foreign Relations Committee opposition Democrats released a report this week that harshly criticized Pompeo's tenure at the State Department. The report said he had harmed the department's ability to conduct diplomacy by leaving jobs open for months, treating career diplomats poorly, and promoting a culture of retaliation. Ivory Coast's ruling RHDP party nominated President Alassane Ouattara to seek re-election, but he is withholding a decision on seeking a third term. Earlier this year, the 76-year-old spoke of turning over the leadership reins to a new generation. Ouattara's plans to bow out may have changed when his prime minister and preferred successor died of cardiac arrest earlier this month. Opposition groups in Ivory Coast oppose Ouattara extending his 10-year reign, citing a third term in office would be unconstitutional. Voters are expected to choose the country's next president in October. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA.